I want y'all to visualize something. In your life, you have had so many things go on. And I want you to visualize a huge canvas in front of you. Have y'all ever been painting with a twist? Anybody been there? They teach you how to paint, and of course, it's supposed to be real easy, but my picture never looked like one.
My friend BJ wanted to go one day.
Yeah,
she went too late to get a reservation, and we didn't make it.
Yeah, if you get a chance to, you might do it. It's really fun. But I want you to visualize a big canvas, and I want you to visualize your name at the top of that canvas. So it says Don, Kelvin, Kathy, Ruth, Lupe, all through the whole church. It's got your name on there. And what God is doing during your struggles, during your trials, during your good times, God is actually painting a masterpiece for you. He knows everything that's going on with you. He knows the good things and he knows the bad things. We try to keep the bad things away from you sometimes. But everything in your life, God is painting to make your life a masterpiece. So if you're still here today, God's still painting. He is still painting. Okay, you're going through this. This is painting. You know, God, so many times we're on the mountaintops and we feel so good. We go, yes, finally, I just feel so good. And then a week later, something happens and you're down in the valley. As we get closer to how Jesus like, our mountaintops and our valleys will eventually be a straight line, just like Jesus. Amen? Because when we're on the mountaintops, we know it's not going to last long. But we need to praise God for it and enjoy it. But when you're in the valley, you know, the struggles come and you just, oh, I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know what's going to happen. But during that time, we still need to praise God because he's got it in control. He knows right where you are. He's drawing a masterpiece of you. He loves you so much. I hope mine's got a lot of blue in it because that's my favorite color. Another thing God was sharing with me is quit looking back at the past from yesterday on. You have no control over that. The past is not good for you now. It's over with. Things have happened. Leave it in the past. Now, I'm not saying that, you know, if you had something happen and you can't get through it, that you just forget about it. But you cannot dwell on what was in the past. You have to know that God knows everything. What he wants you to do is to believe in him today. Give your trust in him today. He doesn't even want you worried about the future. He just wants you to know how much he loves you. So you're being painted in a masterpiece. And that's because he loves you so much. The one thing that will never, never change, and listen very carefully, God will not forsake you and God will always love you. That's the change that you need to hold on to. He's always going to be there. You know, I think, I don't know, Don, why you have to go through this. Kelvin, I don't know why you had to have this girl. I don't know why Linda is the way she is. I don't know why Kim has lived with that. I don't know why God took David. You know, we can't keep dwelling on these things. We've got to know that God loves us. He knows who we are. Forget the past. It's there. Oh, but I had this. I had the car. Things were good, I could pay my bills, blah, blah, blah. I was a social butterfly, you know. I was happy, and now I'm not. You got to leave all that in the past. You have no control over that anymore. It's gone. It's still there. Now, as we know in the Bible, it says to forgive. Because if we don't forgive, he will not forgive us. Now, when people hurt us, it's very hard to get over that. But you have to trust God and ask God, please give me your eyes through this. Let me see that bad thing and let the Holy Spirit take away the pain. That bad situation, God knows exactly what went on. You have the Holy Spirit, the Comforter, in your body. And he wants you to let this go. I know it was painful, I know it was, you're, was justified, you were justified in being angry at that time. However, that anger that's festering and going on, you can see how that ripple tide goes on. You start getting angry at everybody or at different situations. You have to let that go and ask God to show you favor in that and to take that mercy and to apply it to your life that you can forgive him. So you're not still hurting. You see, the other person is not bothering them unless they come to the Lord. What's happening now, it's affecting your life. You know what I mean? It's, you're hurt, and justifiably so. But it's not hurting the person. It's hurting you and how you look at other people, how you deal with situations in your life now. You know, that's just how Satan, you know. And like I said before, we are not demon-possessed. However, when you sin, that sin is like an umbrella. If you picture the umbrella, God's protecting you. When we sin repeatedly, it makes little holes in the umbrella. And it, you're less protected because the demons will come and use that for you. Make you get in situations where you're going to get angry. If the demons can put you in a situation where you cannot talk about God and not share God with everybody and make you miserable, that's what they want. They want to attack you because they know in the end there's nothing they can do because you're a person, you have eternal life. I'm not saying you're demon possessed. I'm just saying when we sin repeatedly, we allow demons to attack us. You know, mine is some fear of rejection, fear of what's going to happen. You know, we all have all these things going against us, but you got to come against that. And you have to exercise that. Be disciplined. The situation comes up, you're wanting to just scream and hurt somebody. Just close your eyes and go, God, please help me in this situation. And see if it doesn't turn around. Because you don't want your life ruined by anger. That's when you get right with God. We do not have any idea when we're going to pass away. Things can happen tomorrow. This is your chance to get right with God. God wants you to have a good life. God wants the best for you. But we get so down, I do too, we think, oh, I'm worthless, I'm useless, God doesn't like me, God is mad at me. None of that is right. Satan is a liar. And if you have fear about things like that, you're listening to the devil and not listening to God. Listen to your Holy Spirit. Invite the Holy Spirit to come into you. He left as a comforter. He is in you. But sometimes we deny things that he wants us to do. You know, he urges us to do things and we pull away and go, no. But we've got to be obedient. We're all been Christians for a long time now. We should be so Jesus-like that when people enter this building, they fall to the ground because the Holy Spirit is so thick. And that's what I want. I want the Holy Spirit here. I want to go out in the world and people go, she's got something I want.
Amen. Amen.
Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for you leaving the Holy Spirit with us. Thank you, Jesus, for dying on the cross and resurrected, and we have eternal life now. One day we can see the ones that we love. We've all lost people. It will be such a great day to rejoice and see the ones we love. Holy Spirit, I pray that you would enter this building, that you would just fall upon us. Holy Spirit, just help us not even to be able to say one bad word or think one bad thought. Just give us your love, your happiness. The people that are here, I ask that you touch them in this annoying thing. God, give them your love and your mercy. Motivate us, please, Lord, to do the right things. Help us to get rid of that sin in our life and be the Christians that you want us to be. We're not perfect, Lord, but help us through these trials. All trials are for our learning. Help us to do it good. You're not looking at us to fail. You are looking for us to do good and be successful in our Christian walk. We love you, give you the glory and the praise. In Jesus' name, amen.